Okay.
I'm gonna teleport.
Yeah. Erev Tov, Rabotai.
Unfortunately, yesterday we veered off and we spoke about actually a halacha topic, so we gotta get some mussar in. So, it's wonderful to see everybody. So let's recalibrate a little bit. Yes, we did. Yeah, I think we're on page Kaf Aleph, page 21, Ot Mem. Ha'ikar ha'arba'asa, the 14th principle of Teshuvah. Baruch ata Adonai, Yehonu melech ha'olam, she'akol yehem baruch. So he says, Havidui, confession, she'ne'emar v'yitvada, asher chata aleha. The Rambam actually brings down part of the mitzvah tshuvah, mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah, is to be mitvadeh, is for a person to confess his sin. V'yesh alav lehazkir avonotav v'avonot avotav, which means, when a person's chozer b'tshuvah, like we say every day in Anna, aval chatanu, avinu, pashanu, anachnu, va'avotenu, v'anche betenu, which means, it's not considered disrespectful to mention the sins of your forefathers, because everybody sins. And when that's part of the teshuvah process is for a person to say that I sinned as well as my family, as well as my ancestors, that causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be mitmaleh b'racham. Just finish the paragraph for a second. Ki ayana aina shalehin be'ochzo ma'aseh avotav biyado. What's the reason why we mention that? Because the we're a person to hold on to, we know, the Torah says, v'nake lo yinake. What does that mean? Not only that, it says Poked avonavot al banim al shilashim ve'al yibaim. What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the children for the avonot of their fathers. Says the Gemara, and she quotes the Gemara and the Midrash that ask, hey, wait a second. I thought that the Torah says Ish bechet o yumatu. Yeah, avot lo yumtu al banim, banim lo yumtu al avot. Everybody dies with their own sin. So why are you telling me I'm punished for my father? What's the answer to that? Ha beochazin. If a person holds on to, if a person's forefathers did avonot, and the person's holding on to it, which means he's continuing those avonot, Hashem doesn't only punish him for his own avonot, Hashem says, now you're going to get punished for your father's avonot as well. And that's why part of the teshuvah process is to mention not only your avonot, but your father's and your grandfather's and forefathers. It should, a person has to confess his sin and his forefather's sin. Yeah, not really, because it's a vehicle to teshuvah, so that ends up being a ilui neshama for them. If their avonot are vehicle for you to do teshuvah, if it's like a stepping stone, it's a rung in the ladder for your steps towards teshuvah, so that's a zchut for them as opposed to chovah.
No? You don't do it?
No, you do it.
You
don't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, my father's such a bad guy, and he does this. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chatanu, avinu, pashanu, I sinned, and my father sinned, and our forefathers sinned. Meaning you started, it's in reference to yourself. You're pointing at yourself. We're not here to point at other people. Yeah, you don't come to Hashem, he sinned, and he sinned, and he... Lo sim kacha, right? That's not, that's kitrug. You say, I sinned, but I got it from my father and my father from his father. And unfortunately, Hashem, this has been the way. But I'd like to break that. I'd like to break that chain. Weiter. Mem Aleph. Ha'ikar ha-chamisha asar. The 15th principle of Teshuvah. Ha-tefilah. Oy! Tefilah makes the world go round, Rabotai. Without tefilah, there is nothing. Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Midrash. The Torah says, Rashi asks a contradiction, all the way in Parashat Bereshit, famous Rashi. The Torah says, when was grass and plants, vegetation created?
Third day.
And yet, the Torah says that V'adam ayin la'avodat ha'adama. After Adam Arishon, Hashem made it rain, and then it grew. It says later, after Sheshti Memasi. Rashi says, decide, was it already created on the third day, or did Hashem wait till it rained to make it grow? Anybody remember what Rashi answers? Yeah.
Rain on 6 days so that Adam can see that rain causes it to
יפה מאוד. רש"י הקדוש says that הקדוש ברוך הוא created all of the vegetation under the surface of the ground, and it was there waiting to pop out. But like the Torah says, "Ve'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama." There's nobody there to work the ground, which means part of working the ground, the only thing, look at this, for a farmer, which was the makor parnasa for everybody until recently. People used to work in agriculture. What's the only part and the most important part of farming that is absolutely not in the person's control? Rain. Everything else you can do, you can plow and you can plant and all of the other avodot. But the rain, which is the most important, requires tefillah. Hashem said, I'm not going to bring it out yet because I want Adam HaRishon to realize it needs tefillah. Rav Yerucham, Zechat Tzadik Vracha, Gaon Rav Yerucham Lavavitz, the Mir Mashgiach, writes in the Sefer Da'at Torah. He says that there's nothing more crucial for the world than water and vegetation. Food, water, which means even things, we're not talking about luxuries, we're talking about basic necessities. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not provide Adam HaRishon with his basic necessities until he prayed. To show you that nothing in the world, not luxuries and not necessities, not things that, basic things, nothing comes until we daven. Tefillah is the ikar abriyah for a person to realize it's the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only Rabbi Yonah is going to now connect tefillah and teshuvah, but even sans teshuvah, the tefillah, the point of tefillah is that connection, that eternal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without it, we are lost. And Hashem wants us to pray to Him every day to keep up that connection. Hashem wants to hear from us. Like the Gemara says, "Mitave HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tefillatan shel tzaddikim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu longs to hear the tefillah of tzaddikim. That's why He made the avot and the imaot HaKadoshim. He made them barren for so many years because He wanted to hear their prayers, because it's so... Hashem longs so much to hear it. Yeah, Chabad.
It says that Hashem holds the keys to rain, right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Hashem just give it to the Gadol Hador? And every time He prays for rain and everything else, rain's the right time.
So, there are stories in the Gemara, where, in the Gemara in Ta'anit, where Tanaim and Amoraim did pray and the rain came. It doesn't mean that they don't have the power to request it and to bring it. It just means that everything else in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls through a shaliach. Hashem sends a shaliach besides for three keys that He holds Himself, that He gives Himself bedavka. You remember what they were? Rain, Tfiyat HaMetim, and rain is parnasah.
Parnasah is the fourth key that's debated in the
Yerushalmi. That's Bene, Haye, Umzone. Bene, children, Haye, life, and Mezonot. Which is rain. Everybody, the whole world. Now, and the Gemara also says these three things. Interestingly, lav bizchuta talia milta ela b'mazala, which means these three things have nothing to do with mazal. You see, many tzaddikim, unfortunately, skinim enam yeladim. Why? These things have nothing to do with zechut, with mazal. You see, many. The Gemara even talks about how many tzaddikim do you see that were miserably poor. Many tzaddikim, yeah.
Wasn't it the Eliezer who asked Hashem to make him not poor, and Hashem said, I could recreate the world?
That's Rabbi El-Azhar. Rabbi El-Azhar ben Pedat. It's Gemara Masechet Ta'anit. The Gemara says, very interesting, the Gemara says that he was so poor, one time he let blood. You know, back in the days, it was common to let blood. It was like a health benefit, to let the blood regenerate itself. Even today, by the way, doctors say that we don't really do it, but it is healthy once in a while to regenerate the blood. Huh?
Donate blood.
Yeah, donating blood is good, actually. It helps you regenerate. But like today, you know, anytime I remember when I was in yeshiva, Maimonides Hospital used to come once in a while and have like a blood drive in the Mir Yeshiva. And they used to have like a whole seuda afterwards, like after you're done. In Behemet Kacha, the Gemara says that after you're done letting blood, you have to eat well to restore your koach. And the Gemara says that if a person eats garlic or onions after he lets blood, it's karov lemita. It's like the Gemara says meforash. You have to eat good. So they used to do that. The Gemara says that Rabbi Azar ben Pedat one time let blood, and he didn't have anything to eat miskin. He was so poor, and he fainted. He was so weak and depleted after he let the blood that he fainted. And as he fainted, he went into like a slumber, into like a deep sleep, and he had a dream. And he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And he was crying. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why, you know, why did you make me so poor? It's so hard for me. And Hashem says, okay, let's make a deal. He says, I can destroy the entire world from Sheshet Yemei Bereshit until now, recreate the whole world, and then recreate you, and then maybe you'll be rich. He told him, Rabbi Elazar told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezeh Lashon, famous Lashon, Kulehai Ve'ulai, all of that, and still you tell me, not for sure you're going to be rich, maybe. So what did he ask him next, you remember? He said, the next thing he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, how much longer am I going to live? Hashem told you, I can't tell you that. So he says, okay, at least tell me, am I past my halfway mark or no? Hashem said, yeah. So he says, okay, don't do it. Send me back. Anyway, they came to the Gemara says that Hashem showed him his Nachalei Afar Semon. He showed him rivers of balsam oil, which was representative. It's obviously figurative. 13 rivers in Gan Eden, which was going to be his reward, La'olam Abba. And then he asked for more. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu smacked him on the forehead, the Gemara says. Yeah, like being cute. And the Gemara says that in his when he passed out, the Chachamim came to visit him, and they saw him smiling. That was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made like, he cracked the joke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me more. And then they saw a spark flying out of his head. When was that? When Hashem slapped him on the... Anyway, that was a very interesting Gemara. Mikol Makom, you see, sometimes in life, or sometimes you see many, many gaonim, many, many tzaddikim, they pass away very early. You know, there's a tkufa, Ari HaKadosh, many of the mekubalim lived very short lives. Ari HaKadosh, Ramchal, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, yeah, very short lives. These things, like the Gemara says, all has to do with mazal. The mazal that a person is born in, those things are gorim. Yeah. Tendencies. There are certain, you can change tendencies, but these are gzirot min hashamayim, and these can't be changed. B'nei chayom zoneh, it's etched in stone. Yeah. Yeah. So the many mefarshim asked that question. The Ritba, Meharsha, Chatam Sofer. There's many, many different answers to this question. The Ritba answers that there's no national. Every nation in the world has a national mazal. Am Yisrael doesn't have a national mazal, but we still have individual mazalot. That's why the Gemara says if you're born on a certain day, Gemara in Masechet Shabbat of Kufnun Zayin. Gemara says if you're born on a certain day or a certain hour, you're going to be like this, you're going to be like that. Nachon, the Gemara goes, how is that possible? Was the Gemara talking about goyim? Ma pitom, somebody Yisrael. We don't have a national mazal, says the Ritba. We have a individual mazal based on certain factors that apply to us. Yeah. Huh? Astronomy? Uh-huh. Hashem put that into the Teva Briya. Yeah. Hard to know. That's something only a Navi would be able to tell you if you heard it direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have the cheshbon why a person lived long, lived short. I have no clue. Yeah.
Don't you say they just have a second mazal besides for their one of the with called Ali?
That's a different nechon. The Gemara does talk about that, but that's a different story altogether. Nechon. So let's see what he says over here about tefillah. Ha'ikara chamisha asar, ha'tefillah. Yitpalel el Hashem, v'yivakesh rachamim lechaper et kol avonotav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I beg you, be mechaper ma'avonot. Shne'emar, kechu imachem devarim v'shuhu el Adonai. V'imru elav, kol tisa avon v'kach tov, u'nishanema farim sefatenu. Kechu imachem devarim, what does that mean? Ze einyan havidui. What does it mean? Take words. Spill your guts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speak to him. Be mitvadeh. Imru elav kol tisa avon v'kach tov. Ze einyan ha-tfila. After you do vidui, then you have to pray that we think kabbalat ha-tshuva is something that, you know, it's a granted. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many brachot do we have in the tefillah about teshuva? We have really two. Teshuva, and then you have mechilat avonot, which is the next one. Person should mamash, especially in the brachot of the Amidah. I don't have to tell you, it's Alachan Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to pray in the middle of the Amidah, in the middle of the bracha, in the individual bracha, on the subject matter of that bracha, before the chatima. Which means, in Rifa'enu, before Ki El Rufin HaChaman V'Ne'eman Ata, so you can say your own Yiratzon over there. It has to be elaborate, it has to be eloquent, and succinct, which means brief, but also by Mechilat Avonot, also by in Slach Lanu, also by Teshuvah, Kavanat Teshuvah. You know, there's a famous Yiratzon that the Ari HaKadosh wrote for the Al Shich HaKadosh to pray for his son. Famous story, you know, the Al Shich HaKadosh was a Talmid of the Ari. Al Shich, his son, unfortunately, went off the Derech. And this was in the golden age in Tzfat. Marana Bet Yosef, Dari HaKadosh, Yishom Nomel Kabetz, Ramak, says, Miskin, his son went off the Derech, and he was very bitzar, obviously. He went to the Ari HaKadosh, and he asked him, what should I do? He says, I'm going to give you a special tefillah. You say this tefillah in Birkat HaShivenu, in the Amida, you're going to see he's Chozer B'tshuva. Most Sidurim, Shel HaSfaradim, Uvnei Aidot HaMizrach, have it. Maran Zichron Berachah says to say it anytime, especially during Chodesh Elul, and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah.
You can speak English during Shmoneh
Esrei? Yeah. Well, I mean, this one's in Hebrew, but you can speak English during Shmoneh Esrei, right?
Even before
the Chatibah? Yes. Yeah. As long as it's elaborate.
Does that mean, yeah. What does that mean?
Meaning, you know, Hi Hashem, how are you? You know, yeah, it's, I didn't do such good things. Speak la'inyan. Ribono shel olam. Chatati, aviti, pashati, mecholli, al kol avonotai, v'sha'al. You have a Sidur Sfaradi over here?
Yeah.
Mazin? This is it. The Ari HaKadosh wrote it. Yeah, Shetachtor Chatira.
It's always the sentence right before the
Bracha. Right before the Chatima. Over here, it's before the Bracha. V'achzirein b'tshuva shalem al-fanecha. Yiratzom l'fanecha. Hashem elokeinu v'gavotenu. Shetachtor Chatira mitachat kisei chevodecha. Dig a tunnel under your kisei hakavod. Because what's the tunnel is a reference to? Teshuva. Yeah, kisei hakavod is midat adin. Shalom. Yeah. Chayech, lo ratz. Yeah, ze tov. Mishelano. Yeah. Yeah. I said in Persian, Mishelano.
He's
Now, so kisei hakavod is like midat adin. Huh? In Moroccan, we said Yanna. One of us. Anyway, I don't believe in that. Ze kulanu b'nei shechad nachnu, ishtabach shemo. 12 shvatim, kulanu b'nei Yisrael. Everybody's b'nei Yisrael. Ze yishlo minhagim kacha, minhagim kacha. I say all the time, I'm going to come back to this tefillah in a second. People are very culturally proud, which is great. I'm Moroccan, and he's Syrian, and he's Bukharian, this one's Persian, and that one's Ashkenazi, and this one's Galatianer, and Hasidish, and Litvish, and Polish, and all these. That's just a celebration of?
Galut.
Stop celebrating Galut. Maze kol pam. Yeah, nachon, we got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we landed in all these random places. Ze Eretz Amim, Adama Temea. Eretz Yisrael is the land of Am Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu nishba la'avotenu le'Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov. So, I tend to say when people ask me, are you Moroccan, are you Ashkenaz, are you then? Okay, nachon, my father was born in Morocco. Tzodek, seder. Aval ma, ani Yehudi. That's it. I'm b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That's all you have to say. Nachon? Zakon. Now, like Yonah Navi said, you remember? Ivri anochi ve'et Hashem Elokei Hashamayim ani yare. He says, I'm Ivri. Ivri is minoshon Yisrael. I fear God. So back to the tefillah, Yiratzon Mifanecha Hashem Elokeinu Mekavotenu, Shetachtor Chatira Mitachat Kisei Chevodecha, Leachzir B'tshuva Shelema Lechol Poshei Amecha Bet Yisrael, to bring all of the Posheim, all of the sinners of Am Yisrael B'tshuva, Uvichlalam Techzireni Li, Ploni Ben Plonit, or if there's anybody else that you want to add in, if it's a family member, if it's a friend, if it's an acquaintance, somebody that you want to be Mitpalel Alav Sheyachzor B'tshuva, you can put him into, Ki Mincha Hashem, and then you're supposed to be mechaven the shem yod ke vav ke benikud segol. That shem is mesugal lekabalat teshuva, ki mincha Hashem peshuta lekaben shavim baruchata Hashem harotze b'tshuva. So it's good for elul ve'aseret yemei teshuva, but any time during the year that you need a boost, bevadai bevadai say the tefillah. Yeah.
So that's before the chatima.
Before the chatima.
So, but if I wanted to add something in English, it should be same spot.
Mm-hmm. Same spot, always before the Chatima. Now he says, continues, Uferush v'kach tov, ma'aseh tov she'asinu. we implore HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we pray for Kabbalat HaTeshuvah, we say, Hashem, please take our good deeds. Ki amru rabotayim zechonam bracha, avera mechaba mitzvah. Why? We know, averot can't put out Torah, the Gemara says, but they can put out mitzvot. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, in spite of the avonot that I did, please do not extinguish my mitzvot. Because if our mitzvot get extinguished and we're only left with avonot, we're toast. So you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take the mitzvot. Mata Shalom. Yeah.
Talks about how people think that,
Not necessarily. Depends. We don't know exactly the cheshbonot of which mitzvot are which, and which mitzvot put out which avirot put out which amount of mitzvot. And there's a lot of cheshbonot. We don't know the cheshbon, but don't think it's tit for tat. That, you know, when you do mitzvah, you're going to be rewarded. But if you do enough avirot, it could put it out. Nachon, the Gemara says. Technically. The Tomer Devar is saying it's not one for one necessarily. Now, uve'aita teshuvah itkapru avonot. As a result of the teshuvah, a person will get mechilat avonot. Betitorer zechut ha-mitzvah v'yair nira acharei asher lo higia oro lifnei teshuvah. Ah, the mitzvah is going to shine so much more, because when the mitzvah is there and it's being blocked by the klipot, the klipis of the avera, we know kiner mitzvah v'torah or, it shines. When a person has klipot, it dulls that light. When a person's chozer b'tshuva, the light of the mitzvah shines forth even more than it did before. V'chen katuv, there's a pasuk in Iyov. Im zach v'yashar ata, ki ata ya'ir alecha, v'shilam neva tzidkecha. Amru rabotenim zichonam racha. The Talmud explains this pasuk. Im zach v'yashar haita, lo ne'emar. It doesn't say if you were pure and straight. Ela im zach v'yashar ata. What does that mean? Presently, sha'asita teshuvah. After your chozer b'tshuva, right now you're zach v'yashar. Even if you weren't always zach v'yashar, Hashem says your chozer b'tshuva, that's going to cause your mitzvot to shine. Ki ata ya'ir alecha, ata acharei teshuva sha'asita, ya'ir alecha kol ha'tzedakot sha'asita milefanim. It's going to cause all of the zechuyot. You know, the averot is like a dam that holds back water. It holds back the mitzvah from shining. Once you open the floodgates, the zechut of the mitzvah comes bursting forth, and that's really when you get so much reward, so much credit for the mitzvah, but only after your chozer b'tshuva. V'asher haya betecha patuach l'rvacha. I'm sorry, slicha. Ata acharei teshuvah she'asita, ya'ir alecha kol hatzedakot she'asitam lefanim, v'asher haya betecha patuach l'rvacha, v'natat ha'esh el achsanya, k'mo she'ne'emar, delatai la'orach iftach, which means, if you did achnasat orchim and all the other mitzvot that you did, Hashem says, wow, look at these mitzvot. They were there before, but they were blocked. They were dulled by these avirot. V'kodem ha'teshuvah, lo hayu tzedkotecha meginot alecha. Before a person did tshuva, a person's mitzvot do not protect him, because the avirot puts him in danger. V'achare shuvecha v'sar avonecha, ya'ir ezechutecha v'shilam neva tzidkecha. What's nave? Nun vav he. Nawe, maze. Bevetecha, or actually there's another pasuk, neve sha'anan. It's a house. A person's house is never complete. What guards his house? The mitzvot that he has. But the mitzvot can't guard if there's averot. When a person's chozer b'tshuva, then those mitzvot get back the protective properties that they were supposed to have to begin with. Unshalema farim sefatenu. What does that mean? Yachshov viduyenu kechatat parim lerotzon lanu lefanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have the ability to bring korbanot. Let our vidui take the place of korbanot. V'izkir parim. Why did it say parim? There's a bunch of other animals that we bring korbanot from. Kechatat par haita penimit. The par chatat was brought on the inside of the Beit HaMikdash. V'ayumazin. I mean, it was slaughtered outside, but they used to sprinkle its blood on the inside. V'ayumazin midamo al haparochet v'al mizbach hazahav. The dam apar, the only chatat that was brought from apar, was par Yom HaKippurim, the par of the Kohen Gadol, and the par ha'ilim davar, shel Kohen Gadol, v'shel amisen sheshagu. That par that was brought, the bull that was brought as a chatat, its blood, that was the only one, usually, where's the blood of chataot? Most chataot sprinkled? on the outer Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaNechoshet, but the Chatat of the Par, the Parachatat, this Korban that we're talking about, that's why the Navi says Parim, that blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaZahav and also on the Parochet to show you that Bekoach HaTshuva, the Tshuva doesn't only work externally, like on the Mizbeach HaNechoshet on the outside, it comes all the way on the inside to the Mizbeach HaZahav and the Eichal, to the Parochet which separates the Eichal from the Dvir, from the Kodesh HaKodashim. It shows you that the Teshuvah gets to the deepest parts. It gets mamash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Kisei HaKavod. That's the power of Teshuvah. Just to start the next paragraph. Mem Bet. Ve'od yitpalel ba'al HaTeshuvah el Hashem limchot ka'av pesha'av v'cha'anan chatotav. Hashem, a person should pray to Hashem to erase his sins like a cloud. V'shiyachpotz bo v'yirtzeu v'ya'ater lo ka'ashe lo chata. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should love us once again and accept us as if we never sinned. Ka'inyan shekatuv b'divrei Elihu, al ba'al ha'teshuva achar ha'yisurim. Yeah, Elihu is one of the friends of Iyov. Ye'etar elelohu ha'vayirtzehu, ki yitachen liyot ha'avon nislach v'nivda min ha'yisurim mekol gzera, ve'en la'shem chefetz bo. It could be, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts a person's tshuva, but Hashem doesn't want us anymore. As a result of the avonot. The avonot were so bad, Hashem says, okay, fine. Forgiven, but I don't want you anymore. Ay, ay, ay. And what did Tshuva accomplish? Just to get us away from the punishment? We want a kirva. We want that closeness back with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to pray. Part of your Tshuva is A, yes, erase the Avon, and B, what? Take me back. You know what tzaddikim want more than anything else in life? That Hashem should want them. Hashem should love them and want closeness with them. ורצונו, החיים הקיימים והאמיתיים, והאור הגדול הכולל כל הנעימות. That's the biggest light, the best reward that a person can ever have, is קרבת אלוהים. Like the Ramchal writes in the beginning of Mesilat Yesharim. Yeah? He says what? לחזות בנועם השם, I'm sorry, ליהנות מזיו השכינה. Right? To be close to the שכינה. כעניין שנאמר, חיים ברצונו, ונאמר, Adonai Elohim Tzvaot Hashivenu Ha'er Panecha Benivashea Ve'amru Rabbeinu Zichron Berakha. What does that mean? Ein lanu ela he'arat panecha. The only thing we have in life is when Hashem shows us a smiling countenance, when Hashem showers His goodness on us and He wants us. V'u'ainyan haratzon, that's Hashem wanting us. U'chvar ikdamnu ve'anu bazeh, He says, we already explained this, Be'ezat Hashem, we will continue with this tomorrow. Laila tov, kol tov rabotan. Yes.
Someone wants to